It's just a few drops into a baby's mouth, but it could potentially save the baby's life. Yet the rotavirus vaccine is out of reach for many children across the developing world. Gastroenterologist Julie Bynes, lead researcher at Melbourne's Murdoch Children's Research Institute, says that leaves children vulnerable.
The rotavirus is the most common cause of severe dehydrated diarrhoea in children less than 5 years. In particular, in very young babies, it causes very severe dehydration, and that can sometimes be fatal. Without vaccination, whether you live in a developed country like Australia or a developing, less resourced country like in Africa, most children or all children less than 5 years would experience at least one episode of rotavirus gastroenteritis.
Currently, the RV3BB rotavirus vaccine is administered to babies within 6 weeks of birth. But Professor Bynes says that program is not effective enough in developing countries, where access is limited, leaving newborns at risk of infection.
And this is where most people die, in low-income settings in Africa and Asia. So it's an ideal vaccine to give at birth. And birth is a time when mums and babies are more likely to be in contact with healthcare workers. Sometimes after that time, they go out to villages or life gets too busy and normal vaccines aren't delivered on time or delivered completely.
Globally, about 215,000 children under the age of 5 die from rotavirus. In Indonesia, it's estimated to cause 10,000 child deaths, more than 200,000 hospitalisations and almost 600,000 medical presentations every year. An Australian-led world-first clinical trial has been conducted in Yogyakarta, where babies began the three-dose course 5 days after birth. Professor Bynes says the trial found earlier intervention was working.
It shows that the vaccine works remarkably well in protecting children from severe rotavirus disease. 94% of babies were protected who received the vaccine at birth to 12 months of age, and 75% that protection extended to 18 months of age.
PhD student Vika Oktaria is part of the research team in Australia and in her native Indonesia. She says she's very hopeful.
It's a great collaboration and it has been standing for decades. And I saw the result just now that's very promising to save children's life in Indonesia and maybe in other developing countries.
Despite the World Health Organization's recommendation that rotavirus vaccines are introduced into every country's national immunization program, 94 million infants still lack access. Dr. Oktaria had her children vaccinated, but says the cost can be prohibitive for others.
Vaccines available at the moment is for private sectors, and then it is quite expensive, so it's not in the national program yet. But I think when the RV3 is being produced in Indonesia as well, so they can be integrated to the national immunization program, it will be good that everyone we can get access to this vaccine start very early in neonates.
Rotavirus was discovered in 1973 by the Australian virologist Ruth Bishop. A vaccine was then pioneered and in 2007 became part of the country's national immunisation program. Professor Bynes says since its introduction in Australia, rotavirus hospitalisations have dropped from around 10,000 annually to very few today.
Before vaccines were introduced in Australia, back in the 1990s and early 2000s, we had gastroenteritis wards here at the Royal Children's Hospital, purely to cope with the seasonal influx of babies that had rotavirus gastroenteritis. We didn't have prevention then.
The reduction is reflected globally, particularly in developed countries like the United States and nations throughout Europe. Professor Bynes says the focus for her and her team is on boosting immunity in developing countries.
We've shown that it works in a very challenging setting in Indonesia. So now's the time to manufacture the vaccine and get it out. We've partnered with the Indonesian manufacturer Biopharma to produce it for Indonesia and globally. And we're hoping that we'll be able to get this vaccine out very soon to be available in Indonesia, globally, and hopefully also in Australia.